Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 28, 2022. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, "In the end, there is only one. In times like these, we can really feel what a revolutionary Abraham was. Nearly 4,000 years ago, he discovered that in the end, there is only one force that created and governs all of reality. At a time when his country folk were at odds with one another, killing each other on the doomed gradients of the Tower of Babel, he told them that there is only one force that governs the world, a force of unity, and that if we emulated it, we, too, would be as one." People laughed in his face and continued to squabble. 4 millennia later, we are still at it. But in the end, there is still only one force, and unless we emulate it, we will suffer for who knows how many more millennia. Precisely when hatred erupts, we must remind ourselves that it is erupting so that we will rise above it and demand connection, just like Abraham, demand that love will reign over hatred. Granted, we are mere mortals and cannot rise above our hate. However, we did not choose to be this way, and we are not meant to change ourselves. The force that created and sustains all of reality created it corrupt and hateful, and only this force can make it loving. It has been done before, several times, when the people of Israel united at the foot of Mount Sinai as one man with one heart, or when King Solomon said, "Hate stirs strife, and love will cover all crimes," Prof. 10:12. We need no other victory than to cover hate with love. If we cannot turn to the Creator and ask Him to correct us, we can and should ask Him to give us the desire to ask Him. It is written about this: "Place in our hearts understanding, so we may understand and know how to listen, learn, and teach your law with love," from the Hebrew Shema prayer. The difficult situations that arise among us in these fateful times do not happen so we will bicker like children. They happen so we will turn to the one, single force in all of reality, the Creator, and ask that it would make us, all one, the same as itself. The aspiration for oneness comes from the highest root of creation, from its very origin. The idea that being as one is the solution to all our problems and our happiest state comes to us, because this is indeed our root, and when we are one, there can be nothing but peace and wholeness. All the states of separation and division are therefore triggers to make us connect and unite a little more. Now that the great hatred has been exposed, it is time to make great efforts to unite. If we pray for the resolution of the problems of all the people in the world, we will stop the harsh decrees that afflict the world. If we place connection above separation and love above hatred, we will cover our crimes with love and heal the wounds of humankind. Michael Leitman, on Quora: What instigates hatred among humans? It is written, "The inclination of man's heart is evil from his youth," Genesis 8:21. Envy, lust, honor and hatred are egoistic emotions unique to humans. Moreover, human egoism constantly grows, and due to its constant growth, our egos are much less today than they were in the past. While the human ego is behind the hatred, rejection, alienation and suffering we feel in our world, we also need to understand that the reason we have been given such a nature and such broken relationships is so that we will correct them. Correcting our egoism means rising above it, and acquiring a new sense that feels the positive force of nature opposite our ego, the force of love, bestowal and connection. Likewise, only we humans can bring about such correction. Moreover, egoism constantly grows in order for us to see that unless we correct it, then we will plunge into such crises that we will have no choice but to correct it. Based on the video "The Root Cause of People's Hatred for Other People" with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Haim Ratz. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Is the virus man-made? Question: Many people believe that the coronavirus is a man-made thing that was spread by man himself because we have become careless and arrogant. We have created so many laboratories and now we cannot control them. Or did the Creator send the virus to purge us, a little? Answer: it does not matter where it came from, whether people made it or the virus was sent from above. All the same, it is done by one single force, called the Creator, within which we exist. Question: you once said that you welcome the spread of the virus on Earth. I still do not understand. What is the reason? Answer: first, it sobers us, a little, makes us be more restrained, and makes it clear that we cannot always control everything in our lives. There is something outside of us, above us, in spite of us. The virus, as it were, disciplines humanity a little. From CAB TV's Meetings with Kabbalah, January 5, 2022. What does Kabbalah engage in? Question: how can we connect and annul in front of friends who do not adhere to our method? Answer: there is no need to connect with them or annul before them. What will you annul and connect? You must have a common goal and a common methodology to achieve this goal. Rabash writes, we have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Balhasulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of man and not remain as a beast. That is, we take upon ourselves the condition that we are going to approach the Creator according to the method that Balhasulam and Rabash describe to us. You can say, it is possible to do it through other techniques. Please, you can be with them, but not with us. You cannot combine one with the other. With anything. No way. The science of Kabbalah is not philosophy and not any other science or methodology. You cannot come in here and start figuring out how to diet, how to do some exercise or whatever. There is nothing in Kabbalah that concerns the earthly body. And there is nothing in it to do with your spirit. Because it does not exist either. It deals only with attainment of the Creator and that's it. Discard everything else. You can do it, of course, but know that it is at the corporeal level, which is at the level of your body and nothing more. Not a spiritual body but an animal. Question: is there a difference between partnership and spiritual connection? Answer: of course there is. But partnership is like a company. And spiritual connection is inner unification that can occur only under the influence of the upper light over which I do not have control. At the same time, my friends and I ask the Creator to unite us. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022, Approaching the Creator Through the Network of Connections Between Us, Lesson 1. At the threshold of a new degree. Question: you said that we should advance to the next degree. Can you describe it so we can aim ourselves at it? Answer: the next degree is very simple to describe. It is the revelation of the Creator's qualities and the good connections between us. After all, what we strive for, the quality of connection, warmth, and support, does exist. The Creator was concealed and now he becomes revealed in us, to the extent that we can create and attain this quality among ourselves. He is revealed according to the law of similarity of form. Therefore, there is nothing unexpected here. Perhaps this is what is unexpected, but in general it always ends up with us tuning ourselves to perceive the Creator, which results in attaining him. Thus, it is said, my sons have defeated me. We force him to be revealed in us. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022, Deriving the Greatness of the Goal from the Friends, Lesson 4. I want to be a guarantor. Question: what is the correct way to ask the Ten for mutual guarantee? Answer: you can simply express in words that you do not have enough strength to reach the quality of bestowal and ask the friends to help you in this. There also should be an example. But the most important thing is to have it in feeling, in the heart. If the request is correct, then the creator will make the friends feel how much you want to be their guarantor. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Working in Mutual Responsibility Lesson 6. The main point in spiritual work. Question: you said that we should fill the empty space in the ten with ourselves, and now I have heard that this space is filled by the Creator. Who am I and what is my role? Answer: our role is to determine what empty space there is between us. I can't reach my friend and get close to him, my egoism does not allow it. Therefore, I ask the Creator to unite us, through Himself. The Creator binds us, with Himself. This is what we need to feel and to ask the Creator. The most important moment in spiritual work is when we determine how far we are from each other, and at the same time we have the opportunity to get closer through the Creator. We ask, demand, and beg Him to unite us. This is the most critical, the most necessary point in our advancement. Because it is this point that corrects us, unites the broken clay vessel. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Asking the Creator to fill the place between us, Lesson 7. Get into the spirit of the group. Question: I cannot be a guarantor for my friends in different situations because I limit my freedom by doing this. What do I need to do in order to come to the desire to commit to the mutual guarantee? Answer: close your eyes and get incorporated in the group. Do everything they do. Try to get into their spirit. Question: in the ten we are all making great efforts to unite. Sometimes I feel closer to one or two friends. I do not know if this is right or not and what to do about it. But I feel guilty about it. Answer: you just continue and you will understand how to act more correctly. I cannot say anything because I will be stealing from you if I do. The search is a very important part of spiritual work. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Working in Mutual Responsibility Lesson 6. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, January 8, 2022, Part 4. Question: how does one connect faith in the sages with actions in the ten? Answer: we should read and listen to what the sages tell us, and implement it in our relationships in the ten. This is called going by the faith of the sages. Question: does rising in faith above reason depend on how I am treated outside of our environment? Answer: in no way. It depends only on how you imagine that the Creator fills the whole world. Question: is there a difference between feeling and sensation? Answer: feelings are our primordial data. And sensations are what we perceive in feelings. Question: what should we do to get out of a descent, which is inevitable after a big ascent, as soon as possible? Answer: if we are already beginning to feel that this state is a descent and we need the next ascent, then we act this way. And therefore, we go from ascent to ascent by taking the previous ascent for a descent. Try to realize this in yourself, and you will see that it is possible. Question: should we always play in front of our friends in the ten that we are in joy so that they are ignited by this joy and try to strive toward the Creator? Answer: yes. We must demonstrate to our friends that we are in an ascent, in inspiration, in joy. We are obliged to do this constantly, each relative to everyone. Question: can faith above reason become a habit through spiritual actions? Is it still a psychological or spiritual barrier? Answer: this is purely a spiritual barrier. This is the maxim that we have to go through. And there will be a lot of such maxims following it. So we need to learn to clearly ascend to the quality of faith above reason. Question: when we reveal connection, joy also reveals itself, but at the same time, neglect and pride manifest themselves. What to do in this state? Answer: correct it. by starting with the fact that we can sit and cry from powerlessness, and ending with the fact that we shout to the Creator to do it for us. Question: how can we address the Creator if He has not yet revealed Himself in the group? Is it enough to imagine that He is between us? Answer: of course, that's enough. But at the same time, it is necessary to turn to Him and try to make sensory contact in the mind. And that this contact will constantly growing. Question: can the friends see that I am connected with them? And how can they do that? Answer: they should hope that they will learn from what you show them. And you have to show how important they are to you and do actions to unite. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 8, 2022. Going with Faith Above Reason, Lesson 5.